You might know ADP as the biggest name in payroll, but that's just the beginning. Because ADP is transforming the way great work gets done. With HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. That's ADP. Always designing for people.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Wall Street wants to know how the office sharing company WeWork is going to raise the cash necessary to grow at its current pace. We'll check in with Journal reporter Elliot Brown in a moment to get some details. First, these money and market stories you should know. Good news for your wallet. Total compensation for American workers grew 0.7% from January through March as compared to the previous 3 months. Total compensation includes wages and benefits for civilian workers. Now, wages and salaries account for about 70% of total compensation, with health coverage, retirement benefits, and paid leave filling out the rest. Another bit of good news, workers' compensation in recent quarters has risen faster than overall inflation. And Alaska Airlines is the big winner in the American Customer Satisfaction Index Travel Report. About 13,000 travelers are surveyed for the report on things like airlines' on-time arrivals and departures, baggage handling, and cleanliness. Alaska came in first, and it bumped Southwest Airlines down to number 2. The report blames Southwest dropped to number 2 on the recent safety concerns surrounding the Boeing 737 MAX jet. Southwest has grounded all 34 of its 737 MAX aircraft through August. Now, Southwest tied with JetBlue at number 2 on the list. The report also says overall customer satisfaction with airlines has trended upward. Delta, United, Frontier, and Spirit Airlines all improved in their score in this year's report, though Frontier and Spirit still held the bottom 2 spots on the list.
You might know ADP as the biggest name in payroll, but that's just the beginning. Because ADP is transforming the way great work gets done. With HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. That's ADP. Always designing for people.
The office-sharing company WeWork announced this week that it filed confidentially for an IPO back in December. Now, what has Wall Street's attention, though, is the amount of cash the company needs to raise to keep up with its spending ways. Wall Street Journal reporter Elliot Brown has the numbers, and he's on the line with us. So, Elliot, WeWork is an expensive business. It burned through more than $2.3 billion in 2018 alone, and that's a lot for a startup, and it's been searching out for other resources for more cash.
Yeah, it's a pretty fascinating company. I mean, they've been really fast growing over the past 9 years they've been around, and especially in the past few years, it's been doubling their revenue every year. But sort of the other side of that is that they have also been spending an enormous amount of money, and that has been going up just as fast as their revenue. So when you keep doubling and suddenly you're a $2 billion a year revenue company, then you need to spend $2 billion a year to keep growing more. So there are only so many places out in the world where you can actually find that much cash once you get that big.
Yeah. In fact, the revenue has doubled, as you point out in your story, in both 2017 and 2018. They take that money and they reinvest it back into the company. And like among their biggest expenses are customer acquisition.
Yeah. What they do is it largely is going into sort of their main product, which is offices. And so they will lease a building from a landlord for 10 years, 15 years, and then spend a decent amount of money renovating it, sort of fitting it out with glassy offices and white subway tile and beer on tap. And that's not cheap. And so, you know, what they say is that it's a investment for the future because they get to have this lease for 10 or 15 years. But that doesn't mean that it's cheap. And so hence the need for more money as they keep growing.
What has WeWork said about the cash it has on hand?
So they've said previously they have had, you know, as of the first quarter, around $6 billion, which sounds like a lot. But then if you step back and sort of think, well, if trends continue, how long will that last? And so some analysts at Bernstein took a look at that, and the number they came up with is basically it'll last through mid-2020. And that means you're going to need a lot more cash after that. And so then they have this sort of, you know, everything is an estimate here, but they have this estimate that by 2026, WeWork will need something like $19 billion levy cumulatively, and that is an enormous amount of money.
And so in addition to the IPO to raise cash that way, like you said, they're seeking out more and more investment. The IPO will not replace seeking out investments. Is that right?
Well, so it would be an either or. If you did an IPO and you, if investors are into the story and you know believe in the valuation, then yes, so the IPO would be the place that you'd get a bulk of that funding. You could also get debt from banks, which they've done a little of, but and the bonds haven't performed terribly well because these are sort of debt in bond form. That said, if investors don't bite on the IPO side, then they absolutely will need more funding from other sources.
Now, they filed for an IPO. Is there any sort of timeline, whether it's official or unofficial, as to when the IPO may actually happen?
That we don't know. This really sort of caught us by surprise. There had been rumors that they were going to file or had filed, but we never could track it down, and investors were caught off guard as well in the company. So we're still just getting some basic information here, and they announced this sort of to the shock of reporters who cover them.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Elliot Brown on the line with us from our San Francisco bureau. Elliot, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.